Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tazvav Amud Beis, about 8 lines from the bottom, Avil Enay Mishaleya Karbonoisav. So this is the last of the halachis that the Gemara mentions, discussing the halachis of an Avil, Menuda, and a Metzaira. So the Gemara says that an Avil is Enay Mishaleya Karbonoisav. A person who's an Avil, he's not allowed to bring a carbon. Not only is he not allowed to bring a carbon, he can't even send the carbon with someone else to go bring it for him. He's not even allowed to send the carbon on his behalf to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Makar? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Reb Shimon Aimer, Shlamim, we darshan from the very word Shlamim, Bizman Shehu Shalim, that a person's only able to bring a Shlamim, and who had in all Karbanais, when he's Shalim, when he's Besimcha, when he's Beisha Vadas, V'loi Bizman Shehu Ainin, and now when he's an Ainin. An Ainin, an Avil, is not allowed to bring any sort of carbon. So that's when it comes to an Avil. Menude mahu sheyishlach karbonaisav. What's the halacha of a menude? A menude, is he allowed to bring a carbon? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashema, kol oisin shanim shal Yisrael b'midbar, all the years of Klal Yisrael were in the midbar, menudin hayu. They were menude from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, ushalchu karbonaisayan. And yet still they brought karbonais. Taisa says there must be some sort of makar that they brought karbonais. But they brought karbonais. However, we know that. So the Tzitz Dibra Maskel Vishimshu. So they brought karbanis even when they were menudin. So you see a raya from here that the menuda is allowed to bring a karban. Amar Le Abaye says Abaye V'dilma Menuda L'Shamayim Shani Dekil. You can't bring a raya from a menuda L'Shamayim that Hu Adin, a standard menuda, is able to send and bring a karban on his behalf, because maybe a menuda L'Shamayim is different. Maybe a menuda L'Shamayim is more kal, is more lenient. But you can't learn from there to a standard menuda. Ask the Gemara, kill, that a menudah l'shamayim is more kal, is more lenient, va'amrid chamer, on tezvav min aleph, we kept saying that it's more chamer. So says the Gemara, svukim misafkulei umadchilei. Like we answered before, that the Abaye was misupik if a menudah l'shamayim was more chamer or more kal, and therefore, whatever you're coming to learn out from a menudah l'shamayim, if you're coming to learn out a chamer, we'll say no, maybe menudah l'shamayim is more chamer. If you're coming to learn out a kula, like over here, that they're allowed to bring a carbon, so Abaye says that no, maybe a menuda l'shamayim is different, maybe it's more kal. So when it comes to a menuda, we don't have a raya whether or not a standard menuda is allowed to bring a carbon or not. Mitzayra mahu sheyishlach karbonaisav. What's the halacha when it comes to a mitzayra? Is a mitzayra allowed to send someone to bring a carbon on his behalf? So says the Gemara Tashema, the Tanya we learned in the Breisa, v'acharei taharasai. So this is the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel is going through the halacha of kahuna. And Yecheskel says, v'acharei taharasai, after the kohen becomes tahar. So acher prishasai min ha-meis. It means that the days of his 7 days of tahara, of the tahara process, they only start v'achar taharasai, means achar prishasai min ha-meis. It means after he separates from the meis. The Ritva explains, meaning it's after he stops touching the mace. While he's touching the mace, we don't start counting the 7 days until he stops with the mace. Unlike the Ritva points out, this is not like Anida. Anida, as soon as her tumah starts, we start counting the 7 days from when her tumah starts. We don't count the 7 days from when she stops having a zivas dam. We count the 7 days midaraisa of her tumah right from when her tumah begins. So you might have thought that Hu Adin HaKayim, when he becomes tameh mace, we should count the 7 days from when he began to become Tameh Meis. And that's what the Ritva says, that's the Chiddush over here, that we don't start counting the 7 days from when he started becoming Tameh. It's only Achar Prishasim in a Meis. It's only after he separates from the Meis. Shivas Yamim Yisperulai. And it says that he counts 7 days. Now from this Lashon of Yisperulai, we darshan Elu Shivas Yamei Svirai. That even though Batsam, really the topic of conversation in this Psukim is the Halachis of a Kayin, we darshan from this Pasuk of Yisperulai that we're talking about also the Yamei Svira of a Mitzaira. So this Halacha that we're about to say, these Halachis, are also talking about a Mitzaira. Uveyoyim bo'u el ha-kodesh el ha-chatzra panimis l'sharis ba-kodesh yakriv chatasai. It says afterwards he goes into the Beis HaMikdash after his days of tumah, after his tahara, and he brings a carbon chatos, says the Gemara, zu asira se'efa shalai. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda darshins that this pasuk is not really a hemshech. This part of the pasuk is not really a hemshech of the previous pasuk. It's really, it's a new halacha, that it's referring to the asira se'efa shalai. It's referring to the kayin hedyet would bring in asira se'efa as part of his chinuch, as part of his inauguration process, and that's what this pasuk is coming to address. That's what Yechezkel is coming to tell us about, and this pasuk is the carbon chinuch of the kohen hediyah. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Reb Shimon says, and this is where the Rai is going to be from, about a mitzairah, Reb Shimon says that no, this pasuk is actually a continuation of the previous pasuk. And it's saying, Bevoyo Yakriv, we're darshaning from Bevoyo Yakriv, Bizman Sheroi Labiya Roi Lakrava. That only when he's able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, when he's completely tar, so then he's able to bring a carbon. But Bizman She'inei Roi Labiya, so long as he's not able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, so he's not able to bring a carbon. Meaning, he can't even send someone else to bring a carbon for him. So Rabbi Shimon darshins from the pasuk itself. It's a mefurish Rabbi. So from the pasuk itself, the Rabbi Shimon darshins that a mitzayra, a tamemeis, someone who's not roi labia, he's not able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he is not able to send a carbon with someone else. So just like an avel, is einai mishaleach carbon isav, the Gemara says that a mitzayra, at least the fi Rabbi Shimon, a mitzayra is not able to be mishaleach karben isav, a menuda we weren't sure about, but that's the halach of a mitzayra. So now that we mentioned the idea of a menuda, for the next really daf and a half, so the Gemara is going to discuss the halachis of nidoy, the halachis of a menuda. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, minalan, and so there's different reasons really why a person would be put into nidoy. The main reasons would be, number one is if a person doesn't listen to Beis Din. If a person doesn't listen to Beis Din, so Beis Din puts him in Nidoy, like we've mentioned in passing before. And another reason is if someone disparages a Talmud Chacham, so that also warrants Nidoy, and as we'll see from this Gemara. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Minalan de Mishadrinan Shlicha de Beidina Umizmaninan Leiladina. How do we know that Beis Din, the Dayanim don't have to go themselves to invite someone else to Beis Din, to summon someone else to court, they can even send a shliach. How do we know this idea that they can even send a shliach? And if the person doesn't listen, he'll get put into nidoy. He has to listen to even to the shliach. The pasuk says, "Vayishlach Maisha likrei ledasan laavira bnei aliyav." We see that Maisha Rabbeinu sent shluchim. So we see from the fact that Maisha Rabbeinu sent the shliach, it must be that that's what you're able to do. And how do we know that you have the right to summon them to din? As the pasuk says, that you and your Ada, you're being summoned to court. So you see that from there, the concept of hazmana ledina. Lekame gaver rabba, and how do we know that you're supposed to say in the hazmana who you're being summoned in front of? So it has to be some sort of a gaver rabba. As the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu sends to Kairach v'Adasai, he says that you're being summoned lifnei Hashem, you're being summoned to court in front of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was gonna don the case together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. And therefore, and we see that Moshe Rabbeinu made sure to specify this. He said it's going to be lifnei Hashem. Atu planya, and how do we know that when you summon someone to Beis Din, so you have to tell him why he's being summoned, you have to tell him who the Baal Din is, you're being summoned together with Mr. So-and-so, and this way, the person being summoned will know what to prepare for. He's gonna know who's summoning him and what it's for also, this way he could prepare himself. How do we know that you have to do that? You have to tell him who the Baal Din is. Dechsivas, the pasuk says, Ata Vehim Va'arain. He says to them, you and them, and also an Aaron HaKayin. So we explain to them why they're being summoned. The Kavinan Zimna, and how do we know that they're supposed to, in the Hazmana, be Kaiveya as man to come to the Beis Din, a specific time? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Machar, he said Machar Hamaye, he said tomorrow, that's when you're being summoned to Beis Din. So you see, you're supposed to be Kaiveya as man. Zimna Basar Zimna, and how do we know that we give them a second chance, if they don't come to the first man, so we give them a second time, we don't just right away put them in Nidoy, we give a Zimna Basar Zimna. The Chsiv, Yetzer, as the pasuk says, Karu Sham Pari Melech Mitzrayim Shoin Hevir Hamayeh, that you call a nidoy to Pari Melech Mitzrayim Shoin Hevir Mayeh, because he missed the Mayeh, and we know from the psukim that that's talking about even the second hazmana. So the nidoy, the Sham, the Shamta, the nidoy was only after Hevir Hamayeh, only after he missed the second hazmana. So you see, you're supposed to give the person a second hazmana, a second zman. And how do we know that if the person being summoned to Beis Din, he degrades the shlicha de Beis Din, he degrades the shliach, he makes fun of him, or he makes fun of the dayanim to the shlicha de Beis Din? How do we know va'asi va'amar, that if the shliach de Beis Din then tells the dayanim, he tells the Beis Din, oh, you know what this person said about you? This person that you just summoned to Beis Din, you sent me to summon them. In our case, Moshe Rabbeinu sent shluchim to go to Dasan Va'aviram, and Dasan Va'aviram disparaged Moshe Rabbeinu. So how do we know if the shliach then goes back and tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what Dasan Va'aviram said about you? How do we know that if they do that, le'mischazni kelishna bisha, that it's not considered lashon hara, dechsiv, as meaning it's mutter to do that, dechsiv, as the pasuk says, ha'inei hanashim ahim tenaker, that Dasan Va'aviram said back to the shluchim, they said to them, that they wanted to poke the shluchim's eyes out for summoning them to Beis Din. That's what they said. And clearly they told Moshe Rabbeinu about this. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, or some have learned that it means that they were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, that they said that we wanted to poke out Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes. And Lemaisa, the shluchim then went ahead and told Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know that? Because the pasuk then says, Vayichar Moshe Ma'ay, that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. So obviously the shluchim told Moshe Rabbeinu. Now these shluchim were obviously, people, anashim chashuvim. They were shluchim of Moshe Rabbeinu, so obviously they were anashim chashuvim, and still they told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously believed it, and he got upset. So obviously it's not lashon hara. So that's the makar, that there's no lashon hara for the shliach to go ahead and tell the dayanim what the person being summoned said. The Chavetz Chaim, actually, in the very first Ber Mayim Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, the Chavetz Chaim brings a raya from here that you see that lashon hara is considered lashon hara. It's aser even for something which is true. Even something which is MS, when we're younger maybe, we say, oh, it's not lashon hara because it's true. The Chavetz Chaim points out in the first halach in Chavetz Chaim that lashon hara is asur midaraisa, even if it's true. And in the Bir Mayim Chaim, he brings a raya from this Gemara. Because obviously what Dasan Va'aviram said, what the shliach was telling Moshe Rabbeinu was 100% true. Dasan Va'aviram really said this. It was true. And the Gemara brings a raya from here that you're allowed to say lashon hara in this case. It's not considered lashon hara. What do you mean? Anyways, it's not lashon hara because it's true. Elamai, you see that even though something is true, it is considered lashon hara be'etzem. But afal pikein, it was mutter for shliach the beis din to go ahead and tell the dayanim what the person being summoned to court, what he said. That's the Gemara Vayter, Uminalan the Mishamtinan. And how do we know that if after all of this, after the second summon, so Beis Din's allowed to be, put the person into Nidoy, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, and this is when Klal Yisrael was going to war against Sisera, and Devorah and Barak, they were gathering together an army, and Meroiz didn't want to join, and so they said, part of, during the Shira of Devorah, so she says, Ayru Meroiz, that cursed, and which is really a lashon of Nidoy, is Meirais, so they put him into Nidoy, so because he wasn't listening, he didn't want to go to war with them, and so that's where you see that you have a right to put someone into Nidoy. And how do you know the Hachi Svarig the Gavra Rabbo? How do you know that the Nidoy has to be, when you put the person into Nidoy, you're supposed to say, Dahachi Svara Degava Rabba, that this is also what a certain great man held, meaning the Nidoy has to be in the name of a great man. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, during this Nidoy of Meirais, so it says, that Ayru Meirais, Amar Malach Hashem, that the Malach Hashem says Ayru Meirais, so you see, they quoted it in the name of a great man, of a Malach Hashem. Uminal and the Machmarinan, and how do we know that if they ignore the Nidoy, they don't do tshuva, and then again, they ignore the nidoy again, two times, that eventually we put them, the person into cheirim. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, ayru arur. Double lashon of ayru arur, that's already a more severe type of form of nidoy, that's referring to cheirim. And how do we know the achel v'shasi b'hadei v'koy ba'arma arma yistidei? And how do we know that if someone eats or drinks with someone who's in chayrim or in nidwei, or he stands within his dalad amis and he's not supposed to, how do we know that he also then gets put into chayrim for violating the chayrim? How do we know that such a person who does this, he eats and drinks with the person in chayrim, or he goes in his dalad amis, that he also gets put into chayrim? The chziv, as the pasuk says, yishveha, those in, who are with him. Uminal, and how do we know the partina chatai b'tzibura, that we publicize the person's chet? The chziv, as the pasuk says, ki loy bo'u le'ezras Hashem, that they publicized Meroiz's chet. They said ki loy bo'u le'ezras Hashem because he didn't come to kaviyach help a kadosh baruch hu to go to war against Sisra. Va'amar Ula, and Ula explained that ba'arba meyoy shipayrei shamte barak le'meroiz, that Barak used 400 shofaros when he put Meroiz into Nidwei. He did it with 400 blows of a shofar. Igad Amri, some say, the gavarabahu, that Meroiz was a gavarabah, hava, v'igad Amri koichava hava, and some say that he was a mazel. Shanemer, as the pasuk says, min shamayim nilchamu ha-koichavim, that it was really a mazel. And we know the mafkarina nichse, and how do we know that we take the person's nechasim, and we're mafkar his nechasim, hefker bezdin hefker, that they have the right to put a person's nechasim and to make it hefker? The chziv, as the pasuk says, Ezra Sefer said, v'chol asher lo yavul l'shleisha sayamim ba'atzas asarim v'azikinim yechram kol rechushai. And anybody who doesn't come to this meeting that he called for, so yechram kol rechushai, he's going to be separated from the community, and he's going to be yachram kol rechushai. All of his nechasim are going to be hefker. And how do we know that we'll fight with him, we'll curse him, we'll hit him, we'll pull his hair, and we'll make him make a shvua that he's never going to do it again, whatever it is that he did? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, va'ariv, this is by Nehemiah. Nehemiah says, va'ariv imam va'kalul va'akem mehem anash. Remember, says all these different things, and Nehemiah says about these people. I believe they were being Baal Nachrim. And he said all these different things. We know the kaftinan vasrinan, and how do we know that we'll tie him up and we'll beat him? Vavdinan hardafa, we'll chase him out of town. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, hein lemais, hein l'shreishi, hein la'anish nichsin v'lasurin. So it says l'shreishi, we'll uproot him, we'll chase him out, hein la'anish nichsin v'lasurin, and we'll take away his property, we'll imprison him, we'll beat him. So you see that we do all these different things. So now says the Gemara, my l'shreishi, what does it mean? What does it mean that we'll uproot him? So Amar Ada Mari Amar Nehemiah Bar Baruch Amar Ravchi Bar Avin Amar Rav Yehuda. This is referring to Ardafa. This is referring to chasing him out of town. Now my Ardafa, so we already explained it, but says the Gemara, what exactly is Ardafa? Amar Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei the Rav Menadin La'altar. It means that we chase him out. It means that we right away we put him into Nidoy. Once he's deserving of Nidoy, so then we don't hesitate. Right away we put him in. Ushainin La'achar Shleish. And after 30 days, if he still doesn't do tshuva, we'll put him in nidui again for another 30 days. And then after that period of 30 days, he still doesn't do tshuva, so then we'll put him into chayrim. Amar le Rav Huna Bar Chinina said to him that no, Hachi Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista argued. Rav Chista said that we don't put the person into Nidoy right away, even when he's deserving of Nidoy. We don't just right away put him into Nidoy. Rather, Masrin Beisheni v'Chamishi v'Sheni. We give him a warning on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday, and only after that warning, if he still doesn't listen, so then we put him into Nidoy. And Hani Milu L'Mamayna. However, that's only when it comes to Dine Mamanis. If let's say Bezdin said he's chayv to pay someone money and he's not listening, so then we put him into Nidoy, but it's only after a warning of a Monday, Thursday, Monday. Avulaf Kirusa La'alter. But if it's because he degraded the Talmud Chacham for Apikorsis, meaning he degraded the Talmud Chacham, so then we put him into Nidoy right away, then we don't wait for this Monday, Thursday, Monday type of warning. Now says the Gemara story that Ahu Tabacha Despaker Rav Tovi Bar Masna. There was once a certain butcher that he disrespected Rav Tovi Bar Masna. So Imnu Alei Abaye V'Rava V'Shamtu. So Abaye and Rava they investigated the case, and eventually they put the man into Nidoy. V'soif azul paisei lebal dine. In the end, the butcher went and he appeased Rav Tovi Bar Masna. He apologized. He did tshuva. He got and he appeased Rav Tovi Bar Masna. Rav Tovi Bar Masna was meichalem. So Amar Abaye. Abaye said, "Hichi levit. What should we do now? Lishrelei to undo his nidoy because the ma'aseh he did tshuva. We can't do that because lechal shamta alei klas and yoimin. He wasn't yet in nidoy for 30 days, and a nidoy has to be for at least 30 days. So, but loy lishrelei, but to not undo his nidoy and to keep him in nidoy, that's also very shver because kabo rabbanon lemeal, because lemaisa people need meat and he's the only butcher in town, so they're not going to be able to have meat for Shabbos. So we want to get him out of nidoy. So Amar Leil Ravidi Bar Avin. So Abaye said to Ravidi Bar Avin, he said, Midi Shmiya Lecha Baha. Did you hear anything about such a case? What we could do? So Amar Leil, so Ravidi Bar Avin said to Abaye, that Hachi Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said, that Tut Asar Vetut Shari. The Tut, the blowing of the shofar, what we call the sound is a toot. So the toot of the shofar, that's what puts the person into nidoy. It asers him. The toot shari, and you could blow a shofar, and that could also undo his nidoy, even though it hasn't been 30 days. And Amar Lei, well, Abaye said back to him that I've heard such a memory from Shmuel before, but hani mili l'mamayna. But that's only when it comes to mamanis, when it comes to a person who doesn't listen to Bezdin that he's chayv to pay someone money. So then we say, oh, yeah, that's less chamer, and we'll say that tut aser v'tut shari. Avolaf kirusa, but someone who degrades a Talmud Chacham, like in the story with this butcher that he degraded Rav Tovi Bar Masna. So then ad chayli shamta leit chasin yoimin. So then there's a minimum sentence of 30 days. We don't say. Tut aser v'tut shari, then it has to be 30 days. So that's the end of the story. Now the Gemara points out that al miksaver Abaye, you see from the story that Abaye held that hani beit chlasa deshamisu loy asu chlasa achrine v'sharule. Now you see Abaye held that when you have three people that they put a person into nidoy, so you can't just have another three people go and undo the nidoy. It has to be the same three people, because you see it was Abaye who put him into nidoy, and it was therefore Abaye dealing with getting him out of the nidoy. Why was Adafka Abaye? Because Abaye held that he was the one who was responsible. He's the one who put the guy into nidoy, so he's the one who has to take him out. The Bailuhu, we once asked the Shaila about this, that Hani Beitlasa de Shamisu, that if you have three people that they put a person into nidoy, so Mahu Lamese Tlasa Achrine Visharule. Could you have a different three people go and undo his nidoy? So Abaye obviously held that you cannot, but this was once a Shaila that we asked. And says the Gemara Tashema, I'll bring you a raya to the halacha in this case about whether or not you're allowed to have a different three people go and undo the nidoy. The Braisa says like this: Menodel Rav, Menodel Talmid. If you have someone that the Rebbe put him into nidoy, so then all of his talmidim have to fulfill that nidoy as well. Meaning, if Reuven is put into nidoy from the Rebbe, so then all the talmidim have to treat Reuven like a menuda, because if the Rebbe put him into nidoy, then that nidoy is considered effective with regards to the talmidim as well. However, menuda le talmid ain't a menuda le rav. If the talmidim put Reuven into nidoy, so then their rebbe doesn't necessarily have to treat Reuven as a menuda. Only to the talmidim, but someone who's greater than them, like their rebbe, so then the Reuven is not considered a menuda. Now we'll see in the Gemara shortly that obviously this is not talking about a case that Reuven did something objectively bad, because then obviously there's no reason why the nidoy should only be affected to the talmidim any more than to the rav. He did something objectively bad. We're talking about a case where he did something specifically to the talmidim. Let's say he disparaged the talmidim. So being that he disparaged the talmidim, so the talmidim put him into nidoy. That disparagement is not considered as chamer with respect to the rebbe, though, because the rebbe is greater, and therefore the rebbe does not treat Reuven like a menuda. He's only in nidoy with respect to the talmidim. So again, so menuda l'rav is menuda l'talmid. Menuda l'talmid ain't a menuda l'rav. He's not considered a menuda when it comes to the rav. Menuda l'iroi, menuda l'iracheres. If Reuven lives in a certain city, so and he gets put into nidoy in his own city, so then he's in nidoy with regards to all cities, because his own city has the right to put him into nidoy to everybody. But menuda l'iracheres ain't a menuda l'iroi. But if he's put in nidoy in a different city, in an out of town compared to where he lives, so then in his own personal city, they don't necessarily have to respect that nidoy. Only in other cities, maybe on the same level as that city that put him into nidoy, so then he's a nidoy. But in his own personal city where he lives, so they don't have to respect that nidoy. Minuda l'nasi, minuda l'kol Yisrael. If someone was put into nidoy by the nasi, so then that's effective with regards to all of Klal Yisrael. He's considered a minuda with regards to all of Klal Yisrael. Minuda l'kol Yisrael, ain't a minuda l'nasi. But to the rest of Klal Yisrael, if they put him into nidoy, he's not considered a minuda with regards to the nasi. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in there, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that echa min ha-tamidim shenidu umeis. So the case is let's say you have three tamidim that they put Reuven into nidui. So three tamidim that they put someone into nidui umeis, and then one of these three tamidim who put Reuven into nidui, he goes there, he dies. So the halacha is, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is that chelkai einai mufar, that his chelek is not able to be undone. That's what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said. You have three people that they put Reuven into nidoy. One of them dies, one of these three. So his chelek cannot be undone. So Shema Mina Tlas. You see from here three different things. Number one, Shema Mina Talmud Shenida L'Chvaydai Nidoy. Niduyai Nidoy. You see that a Talmud Shenida L'Chvaydai, if a Talmud puts someone else into Nidoy because of his own honor, meaning, let's say in the case that the Talmidim, they put Reuven into Nidoy because Reuven disparaged them. You see a Talmud Shenida L'Chvaydai, a Talmud who puts someone in Nidoy for his own Kavoid, Niduyai Nidoy, that Nidoy is considered effective, at least with regards to the Talmidim. Like we said, a menuda l'talmud is ain't a menuda l'rav, but he's still a menuda to the talmidim. Now, obviously, he didn't do something that was objectively bad, because otherwise, if he did something that was objectively bad, he would be a nidoy also to the rav. There would be no reason why not. Obviously, this person, all he did was that he disparaged the talmidim, and yet afalpikein, you see that nidoy is considered a valid nidoy. That's what you see from the fact that the menuda l'talmud is ain't a menuda l'rav. We're obviously talking about a case that the person in question, he disparage the Talmidim, and you see that for their own honor, they're able to put someone into Nidoy. Ushma mina, second halacha you see from this braisa, is that kol echad ve'echad meifar chelkai. You see from the lashon of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he said that this one of the three Talmidim who put someone into Nidoy and he died, he said that his chelek is not mufar. You see that the lumdus, the way it normally works, is that each one of the three people, let's say, that put someone into Nidoy, when they undo it, each one does his own chelek. Kol echad ve'echad meifar chelkai, each one undoes his chelek. The nafkamina would be is that assuming that, let's say, no one died, three people put Reuven into Nidoy, and Reuven wants to go ahead and undo his Nidoy, he appeases the three Talmidim, he doesn't have to go to all three together at the same time to undo his Nidoy. He could have each one do it separately, because each one is always doing his Chelek, he's undoing his Chelek, it's not a group together, one collective Nidoy, it's each one has its own Chelek, and therefore he could go to each one separately, he doesn't have to go to them all together. Ushma minan, the third thing you see from this braisa is that hani betchlasa deshamisu, that you see if three people put someone into nidoy, le'asu tchlasa achrina v'sharule, you can't have three new people come and undo the nidoy, because that's what seems to be what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said. He said if three people, three tamidim, they put Reuven into nidoy and one of the three die, so his chelik is einay mufar. It sounds like it can never get undone. What do you mean? Just have a different three people come and undo it? No, when three people put someone into nidoy, you need to have the same three people go ahead and undo it. Amar Amemar, however, Amemar says that Hilchasa, the halacha, is that Hani Beitlasa Deshamisu, is that when you have three people that they put someone into Nidoy, Asu Beitlasa Achrina Vesharule, you could have three new people come and undo the Nidoy. Amar Le Ravashi La Amemar, Ravashi said to Amemar, Vahatanya, but we learned in the Braisa not like you. The Braisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Amemar, Echamina Talmidim Shenida, Umeis, Chalkoi Enei Mufar. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that in the case of the three Talmidim that they put someone into Nidoy, and one of those three people die, so his chelek is not undone. My lav inay mufar klal. It sounds like he's saying it can never be undone. You see that you can't just have three new people come and undo the nidoy. Says the Gemara loy. No, that's not what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel meant to say. He didn't mean to say it can never be undone. He just meant to say ad the atzu beit klas achrina visharule, that you're going to need to have a new three people go ahead and undo the nidoy. Meaning, don't just say that now that he died, so now his chelek is just mamela mufar, and just the other two talmidim could undo undo their chilek. He says that no, chalka inay mufar, and you need to have a new three people. But you are allowed to have a new three people. That's the halacha, that even if three people put someone into nidoy, you could have another three people go ahead and undo the nidoy. Now we're going to learn on Yudzayin Amud Aleph that this is only if the other three people are on the same level or are greater than the original three people. You can't have a new three people that are less great than the original three, but still you are allowed to have a different three. That's what you see. That's the maskana of the Gemara.